Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because it is once again time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
Well, we made it through Election Day in New York for the primary, and now it's on to the general.
Well, speaking of general things, let's clear up some general business. The challenge from last week in which I said, start with the phrase season eight. Rearrange the letters to spell the name of a book of the Bible and a word for a thing that often involves a Bible. What are the words?
I don't know.
Well, the book of the Bible is Genesis, and the thing is an oath.
Ah. Okay, Mike. Singer-songwriter Paul Simon, the first recipient of the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song in 2007, is now in the final days of what he says is his farewell tour, culminating later this month on September 22nd, with the Homeward Bound concert in his native Queens. In honor of Paul Simon's six-decade career, each correct answer on today's show will also be a Paul Simon song title. I'll give you some information. You name the song.
Google's Paul Simon discography.
Oh, you'll be fine. 96-year-old widow and UCLA graduate Rachel, who was portrayed by Nicole Beharie in the 2013 film 42, and Barack Obama's mother-in-law, Marion.
As I often do with your questions, I'm going to use context clues and go with 42 being baseball, which is going to lead me to Mrs. Robinson.
You're right. The song was originally going to be about
Mrs. Roosevelt
before the music of Simon and Garfunkel was sought for the Mike Nichols film, The Graduate. Located in Memphis near the border with Mississippi, it was purchased in March of 1957 and is now designated as a National Historic Landmark, welcoming its 20 millionth visitor in 2016.
Graceland.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And if you listen closely, you can hear the Everly Brothers singing backup vocals on that song. Number three. Directed by Edgar Wright, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx, and Kevin Spacey play bank robbers in this 2017 action film, which stars Ansel Elgort as a music-obsessed criminal in Atlanta.
Oh, and I'm not sure I knew that Paul Simon had a song called Baby Driver?
He does.
Is that where the title comes from?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that
it does make an appearance. I was waiting the whole movie.
Yeah.
I think it's over the end credits. Famed National Geographic photographer Steve McCurry received the final role ever made, and processing of it ended in 2012. Rumors of a comeback sprouted up last year when a spokesman cited the rich saturation and graininess that people love before saying it would be a very difficult proposition.
That is Kodachrome.
Nicely done.
Thank
you're four
you.
For four.
Yeah, all right. All right. You're playing the greatest hits here, so I think we're doing okay.
Well, it's a general interest show.
That's true. That's right. One of those words is true.
And finally, Roberto Duran, Max Schmeling, Gene Tunney, Jack Dempsey, Sonny Liston.
The boxer?
You did it. Well, Mike Nothnagel, Johnny aced this week's quiz. How about you? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you would like to replay those questions that Ian just asked me, or go over to wamc.org/anyquestions for the encore/extra-credit questions, you can do that. And while you're there, this challenge. Ian.
Start with the word Kodachrome. Rearrange the letters and you can spell two words, four letters, six letters, closely associated with computers in the 1990s. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
Have a good time.